All right, folks, we are finishing out the show with our inbox segment, and I'm very pleased to have Michelle Wilson with us. Hey, Michelle.
Hello. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Michelle is one of our basically in charge of human resources here at Focus on the Family, so she has to deal with people every day. But beyond her role here, I know she has a heart for people, for the gospel, for missions. These are big things that drive her. And so we thought she was a perfect person to come in and answer this listener question. And so this person is asking, what is the best way to witness to people who are sitting in the airplane seat next to you? I feel like there's a different dynamic on a plane because the person may feel trapped. I know, I've been there. What are the best strategies or practices for witnessing on planes?
That's a great question, and I agree with you. I don't like to be the person strapped to that seat next to somebody who is incessant on talking to me. Mm-hmm. But the Lord did something in my life that I feel has something to do with that. I was in LAX. I had just finished a whole summer, actually, in learning how to share my faith. Hmm. And it happened to be in a place where you hear Bill Bright talk about sitting next to people in planes every time, talking mm-hmm. to him about Christ. So I was on standby in LAX, huge airport, and 6 hours later, I'm still waiting to get on the plane. By then, I'm bargaining with God and saying, Lord, if you'll get me on that plane, you know. But I had been talking with a girl, and her mom was there. And we had talked for 6 hours about everything else but the Lord. Wow. And had a lot in common. It was fun. We were both about the same age. And she said to me, we were both complaining, let us get on this plane, you know. And I had prayed silently, Lord, get me on this plane, and I'll talk to her if you get her on the plane, too. You know, we're bargaining away with the Lord, silently. The Lord got me on the plane. And then I look at my ticket and I said, well, Lord, if you sit her by me, then I'll talk to her, you know. Well, sure enough, she was in the seat right next to me. So I felt like, okay, I have to do it. And I was really reticent. I don't like to put people on the spot. It feels very intrusive to me at the time, even though I learned how to do it. So she asks me the question. The Lord even helped me out there. Now, what were you doing out here all summer? So I pull out the little booklet that they give you to help you tell the story of Christ. And I go through it with her. And within 5 minutes of takeoff, she had accepted Christ as her Savior. Mm. And we had the whole flight to talk about that and how she would love for me to come and talk to her family, which was another hour away from where I lived in St. Louis. And sure enough, within a week, I went down there to talk with her family. And one by one, she had her boyfriend there, her mother and father and brothers and sisters. It was like a little crowd that I was telling the same story to. Hmm. And they all accepted Christ as their Savior. Wow. It was one of those things that had so much of God's fingerprints on and so much of my resistance to. Mm-hmm. And he was so patient with me to do everything I asked to get me over the fear of actually talking about him. That was a wonderful experience.
Oh, my word. That is so cool. And it just reminds me, I actually had a season, I think it was about a year or two, where I kind of had said that I was going to try to use my airplane trips to see if I could, almost as a game, like turn every conversation on an airplane to spiritual things and just see how God would use it. Because I work at Focus on the Family and I'm in Bible studies and in church stuff. And I'm like, wow, how will I ever really have? I mean, for me, it's already a challenge to have non-Christians in my life on a consistent basis. And so I remember just telling myself that. And as I look back on it, I remember it as a season of, first of all, no conversation ever felt natural. I mean, it's like, so I think a lot of people just say, oh, it has to be easy. It has to be. But, you know, when the Holy Spirit is working, it's a supernatural process. It's not me being witty or interesting or clever in presenting the gospel. You know, I always tell people Romans 1:16, you know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Not because I can communicate it wittily, but because it's the power of God for salvation. And so I think that's a great illustration, Michelle, of that as well, of just how God, if we're bold, I mean, sometimes it's just making one comment, sometimes it's just making an entree with me, and I'm sure for you. Now, anytime people ask, you know, when I say I work at Focus on the Family, I'll usually either get, oh, tell me what that's about, or oh my goodness, I can't stand them or something, you know, yes. There's always some reaction, you know, related to that. So it always provides a good springboard for discussion.
I think if we're willing, he will make the way.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's obvious they don't want to go further, mm-hmm. to speak in love and care for them, because it may be the water that begins to unharden that ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing all the time. And if you realize there are people that are divine appointments mm-hmm. every time, he mm-hmm. chooses the seats I sit in.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're willing and able, he's there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Michelle, for sharing, especially that personal experience and how God used you in that and the encouragement that is. So that's great. Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. Please do write to us at editor@boundless.org if you want your question answered in the future. And if you want to weigh in on the blog, just if you've had a personal experience related to this last inbox question, what that means to you, and maybe some encouragement related to that that you can share with us as we all seek to be encouraged, to understand our identity in Christ, and then to live that out, whether it's in word or deed or both, however God presents opportunity. So please, please, please do that. And while you are doing that, do not forget to sign up for Save the Date, boundless.org/save the date, so you can make a point of being here next summer, August 7th through 9th, for our Boundless Conference. So we look forward to having you join us and meet us. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.